Are you a TPT seller feeling overwhelmed by content creation, marketing, and the 87 other things on your to-do list? Look no further, seller friends. The Finishing Framework is here to help. My program teaches a mega batching framework that will help you manage your content marketing system in a way that actually feels manageable. Take control of your workflow today and make the most of your TPT business from all angles with the Finishing Framework. Visit schoolofsellers.com/framework.
Welcome to the School of Sellers podcast, a teacher business show that is short on time but big on action. Full-time, part-time, or just getting started, no matter where you are in your teacher seller journey, there's something here for everyone. Making your online teacher business feel doable every step of the way. Here's your host, Erin Waters.
Hello there, seller friends. I am so excited to introduce you to our guests today. Beth and Jarrett Vauche are here to join me for this episode, and you may have seen me raving about this power duo on social media, but if you don't follow them, Beth is a TPT seller, and her husband, Jarrett, is a data analysis wizard. And with their powers combined, they have created Your Data Playbook, which is a membership for TPT sellers that basically hands you your data on a silver platter and tells you what to do with it. And I'm only kind of being dramatic when I say that. It's almost that good. So anyways, I'm just really glad to have Beth and Jarrett on the show today because I have had Your Data Playbook for months now, and it has changed the way that I run my business. And in fact, all of Team SOS have Your Data Playbook. So if that's any indication of how much we believe in it, there you go. Beth and Jarrett are getting ready to actually open up their membership for new members on the exact same day that this episode is going to air. So if you want to hear more about our experience with Your Data Playbook and how to get more information to sign up, then you can go to schoolofsellers.com/YDP. schoolofsellers.com/YDP. Well, I am so excited today to welcome Beth and Jarrett Vauche to the show. Beth and Jarrett are a power couple times 100, and I'll let them introduce themselves here in a moment. But I am really excited to have them on the show today because they have recently helped me a lot with my own business. So I know they have a ton of good stuff to share with you guys today. So why don't you guys just kind of give us some background, like Beth, how you got started on TBT, how Jarrett became involved, and just what you guys are up to now.
All right. Well, welcome. We are so welcome to be here. We're so excited to be on the show. I'm Beth, and I started TBT about 6 years ago. When I was pregnant with our oldest daughter, Isabella, I knew I was going to stay home from teaching, and it kind of just started as a hobby of, you know, a few teachers encouraged me with stuff I had made. They're like, oh, you should sell on TPT. So it was kind of a no-brainer because I was going to stay home anyways and liked creating. And then I started thinking about my needs as a teacher at the time. You know, when I first started teaching, I was in Chicago and had a lot of ELL students and really did not have any support from the school of what to do for them, especially the newcomer students who didn't speak any English. And I was a homeroom teacher, had no resources to help those students. And I thought, you know what, there has to be other teachers like me that are receiving newcomers in their mainstream classroom and really have no idea what to do and want to do something. So that's kind of where my niche started off, was really realizing this need of supporting ELL newcomers and creating resources for them. And since we lived abroad in Panama, and I have a minor in Spanish, but took years of it and never really could speak it. So I knew the frustration of learning a language and how hard it is. And then living abroad and feeling the frustration of being a second language learner and the embarrassment that comes with it. So all of these things kind of meshed together. And then, you know, this is really where my passion formed, was creating resources for ELL students. And so Jarrett was super supportive. And even when just the beginning, like he could see, I really had that creative outlet and was able to still stay with education and, you know, into what was happening, but be at home and be with our daughter. And so he was super supportive. And then he started getting involved and saying like, oh, this is actually, you know, this could really become a business and like, let's try this and this. So I had no business background. I had no idea what I was doing. All I wanted to do was create resources. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where he came into the story.
Creating, right? She loves it. She's really good at it, right? And so I have a business background. So I'm a business guy with a strategy and data background. Work at the regional airline in Panama. So it's one of the leading airlines in all of Latin America. And so my job actually was using the data that we had. And again, in a service industry, data is key, right? So mm-hmm. we flew to over 80 countries. And basically, how do you figure out you have to figure out where to optimize your network. And so you need data for that. So I was in charge of managing the commercial analytics team. And my job was to make sure that butts were in planes, right? You got to fill up the planes before they take off because that's how you make money. So again, my background is in data. And so as I started to look at Beth and her creative process and how she was creating products and starting to say, oh, hey, this product is starting to get traction and starting to look on TPT is, hey, this definitely is getting, this has potential. I started to get more intrigued about what she was doing. Obviously very supportive and giving her tips and if she asked for feedback and, but yeah, you're letting her, you know, drive the ship, right? So, and then just as I started to see how she was developing her business, I was like, well, just started asking some simple questions. Like, well, why are you still creating this product if this right here sold, you know, 30 units last week and you made $1,000? Like, why aren't you trying to do this? She's like, oh, I didn't know that. Right. So just simple like questions like that, just about visibility of like how she was running her business. And the fact that it just made me start to get involved more and try to help, like, hey, there's potential here. You just created 15 products last week, but you didn't do anything to actually figure out how to sell more of the product that you already have. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's those types of conversations that really helped me gravitate towards her even more and say, hey, babe, like, I think you're doing a great job and you obviously have a market here. There's demand, but how can we do this better? And so that you're not just on a hamster wheel of creating products, even though you love it, right? But, and again, not against product creation, but how do we actually sell more of what you already have available in the market, right? So that was really like the genesis of how I started getting more involved and looking at her data and understanding what was actually working and what wasn't working. So that's how I started, like, you know, being her sidekick, right? You know,
the data guy.
I love that because my husband and I are also a TPT duo. Right now, his main job is taking care of our kids, but then when they go back to school, we'll go back to running the business together. So I totally can relate to those dynamics, you know? And so I also can obviously relate to Beth loving product creation because the biggest thing that I've taken from the stuff that you guys have helped me with already, and we'll get to that in a moment, is just yes, how important it is to like focus on what you already have. I think it's the creative spirit inside of us that we think we always have to be like creating new stuff. But you're right, there's so much power in the untapped resources that are already in our store. And so I came across you guys kind of multiple pathways, I feel like, because I saw you present your data session at the conference. Was that just last year, not this most recent?
Yeah, 2020.
Last year.
Yep.
And so, and then you guys have been marketing your Data Playbook membership, which I want you to share about. And it has just like transformed my business in the way that I am able to focus now on what I already have in my store. And I don't feel that pressure now to always be churning out brand new products all the time. So,
hallelujah. I love hearing that, right? Teacherpreneurs, teacher sellers, I think, as I work more and more with you and obviously with Beth, but then just you guys are amazing, right? And so the fact that if we can add value and it takes some stress off your plate and make you more effective, like then I celebrate that. Like that's a win for sure. And obviously we're still getting started, but that right there is what we're doing, right? We want to make you guys more effective and get better return on the time that you're investing because we know you're juggling so many things and so many else, right? Everybody's in the same boat in a lot of things. So yeah, that's like the heart of why, what we're doing. And we'll get to that in a second, I know.
Yeah.
But I got excited hearing that because that's the motive behind why we started.
Well, and I think I speak for many sellers when I say that, like, we've always known that data is important and, you know, we've talked mm-hmm. about data informed decisions and everything like that, but the way that you guys present it and deliver it makes it actionable. Like you don't just tell us what the deal is, but you tell us how to solve it and like what to do next. So I think we just need to dive into all of these questions about data, because I'm really excited for you guys to be able to share your Data Playbook membership. Why don't you guys just give a little like synopsis of the membership itself so people know what we're referring to as we kind of mention it throughout our conversation? Because we will take a deep dive into like the data side, not just the membership, but I'm going to keep talking about it because I love it so much. So you might as well just give a little teaser about it and what you guys do for sellers.
So the reality is like what you said, like you just said it, Aaron, so many sellers know that data is important. And like, especially being a digital business, digital, what's behind digital, right? Data is behind digital. Data is fueling the digital economy, and it will continue to do so. That's not going to change because things are getting even more digital, right? We saw that last year. The transformation just accelerated. So I have a heart for data. I've always liked data and data and business. And then seeing you guys like, hey, there's a lot of opportunity to unlock value for you guys, the teacher seller community and teacher businesses. But there's a lot of hurdles. I've heard you also refer to, you know, accidental entrepreneurs. And it's true. A lot of you have education background, but you guys are so great at being entrepreneurs. So how can I come around you guys and say, hey, this is the skill set that I have to add value to the community? So reality, Beth and I, we're just working with her. It's like, there's a lot of barriers. One of them is just access. How do you actually get the data, right? And then it can be manual, downloading it and transforming it. How do you put it into a format that actually is usable, right? And then, then when I actually download it, what do I do with it? So we try to eliminate those barriers, right? So what we're doing in Your Data Playbook is essentially combining automation. So we do the heavy lifting for you, make your data into a consumable format that you can actually understand. And then we deliver it to you and give you actionable insights of how to take action. Because I think the biggest gap that I see most frequently is I can get the data, but I don't know what to do with it. So how do I transform it, and how do I interpret it into something that's actionable? And so that's really what we're about. So it's a combining automation with visual analytics, just how your brain works, right? The science behind how we process the information visually way faster. Mm-hmm. So if you create data and make it a visual format, it's going to be way easier to understand and interpret. And then, you know, then the coaching and enablement side, we know that the data literacy is a journey, right? It's just like learning how to read. Like, it takes time. And so developing that mindset of becoming data driven takes time. So it's really those three components, combining automation, visual analytics, and coaching and enablement, really combined into one membership, saying, here's the offer, knowing that this is how we can provide value based out of my passion. First, to support Beth and say, you guys also probably have the same problem. How can we help you do the same thing? And so that's what we're doing. We're still early on in our journey, but that's where we're at.
That's awesome. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head about just data being confusing to most people, and like knowing that it's important, obviously, but knowing what to do with it. And I love the way that you guys send these reports, because I all of a sudden have information in my inbox saying, here's what's going on with this product. In order to try to improve it, here's what you should do. And it's just been such a lifesaver. So what are, like, if you had to pick some must do's in terms of TBT statistics, what do you guys view as like the most important data that we get from our dashboard or statistics on TBT?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the most important obviously is your earnings, right? So you want to know, you're all in it to make, again, there's passion projects and side hustles, but at the end of the day, if you're on TBT and you're trying to get serious about it, at the end of the day, it's your earnings. Like, mm-hmm. simple. And how are your earnings? Like, it's basically the formula is, hey, I have my product price versus the number of, or times the number of products I've sold, which gives you your earnings. So just looking at your earnings and then saying, okay, this earning is up or this down, but what's behind those earnings, right? So what are the drivers of actually producing my sales? Is it traffic based, or is it conversion, or is it both, right? So really understanding, again, it's simple like that, but you have to really, at its simplest form, it's saying, okay, start with looking at your earnings. Hey, were my earnings up this period versus last period or not? And if they weren't, why not? Was it traffic related? Did this product have more traffic, or did it not? Or did it have less? Okay. If it had less, why? Right. Mm-hmm. So going through a decision tree. Okay. If it had less traffic, oh, because I promoted it last year on Facebook and Pinterest. Oh, I didn't do that this year. So look at the drop in my traffic. Okay. Or maybe it's like specific to price. Maybe you raise the price and you see a huge drop in your conversion and your, and as a result, your earnings, you sold less units, right? So it all really comes back. I would say it's the simplest form in earnings, but it's how you look at earnings. And then you say, what supports those earnings, right? So how do I get to those earnings? In reality, it's simple, just number of units sold times the price that they were purchased at. And then backing out of that and saying, what drove those purchases and those units to be sold? And what did people pay for those units to be when they bought them? Okay. And so that's really, really at the simplest form, it's that equation. Earnings is equal to number of units sold times the price that was paid. So if you just start there, and again, it sounds simple, but think, just ask yourself, what's behind those earnings? That's what I would say.
Well, I think that's so important because I feel like a lot of us just kind of stop there and don't know where to look beyond that. Mm-hmm. So I like the fact that you used the decision tree in explaining, because that's kind of how I think about it. Like, you know, we see at the very top of things, like what's doing well and what's not, but then it's like, you almost have to like sort through then like the different layers to get to the bottom of like what's actually going on. And in my head, it's like, first, you know, think about the number of views a product is getting, you know, and then based on if it's doing well or not view wise, then you look at other factors. So it is, it's almost like a choose your own adventure, like, you know, trying to sift through all of the results to see what is going on. So do you think, like, I always, whenever you guys send your data and all of the information that I use to optimize my products, it's almost like, I feel like I'm performing like first aid on my products in a way. And I feel like there are the same scenarios happening again and again in my store, which are great because I feel like the more it happens, the more I learn about my products. But what are some like common situations you see happening with product statistics, and then some easy like band-aid fixes we can give to those products for people listening who might be like, oh my gosh, this is, data is overwhelming. Like what little things could I do?
Yeah. I think part of too, like how we've created the visual analytics and how we deliver them is because it is overwhelming. And so we really thought through like the design behind how everything's structured, because the way you get it, you get such a massive data in, you know, the TPT download, the TPT gives a ton of data, and that's just, and you can't see everything in one view, right? So if you actually can see one variable and look how it relates to the other, then you get the full picture to actually understand the pulse of how your business is working. So I think with that context, the best thing you can, so Band-Aids, for example, if you're getting, like if you have a high traffic product, right? Mm-hmm. But that has really low conversion, right?
Yes.
That's a great place to start, because that's a missed opportunity. Why you have such, let's say it's a $5 product, right? And you're, and it's getting the most daily views out of anything in your entire portfolio, yet it has a conversion of less than the average, or the average, as we've studied, is about 6%. So, right. So again, if let's say it's a below average conversion rate, you're going to say, why is that? And dig in to see, okay, this is, I'm missing opportunity here, but this gets a lot of traffic. Why doesn't it convert? Mm-hmm. So that high volume, but low converting, right? I think is, so let's say anything under, at that price point, let's say anything under 4%, 3%, like you want to start looking into understanding at $5, it should definitely be up between, at least between 5 and 6% conversion rate, or higher, right? So I would think very simple, high volume. I mean, again, it's not rocket science, right? But just how you approach it. It's like, okay, right. So that's one example. I think then you also have to look at, okay, if I've seen a lot, well, this is product stats. You have to look at and say, okay, I'm getting a lot of people that are viewing my products, but I'm not getting a lot of people to actually go and see my preview, right?
Yes.
So, and the preview is the most, and besides price, TBD has said it's 62% of purchasers, when they've done their user research, say that the preview is the most impactful.
Wow.
Of conversion, right? So how are you thinking about your thumbnails? Are your thumbnails leading in to the preview so that people understand that, hey, you want people to click your preview? Because statistically speaking, that's going to be your biggest helper. Not your description helps, right? It's secondary, right? But ultimately what they see showcased. So you got to tell them and show them in your preview to say, hey, this is what this product's about. If you get them there, the probability goes way up that they're going to purchase.
Yes, that's a good point. And it's kind of like, it's almost like just getting them to that finish line. Like once they see your product, wherever their first exposure is, like, how do you get them to the very end? And it's kind of cool to put yourself in their shoes and think about what they're seeing at different times and what's influencing their decisions. So I think something like a thumbnail update is so doable. It's something that it can be done in less than half an hour, you know, if you really put your mind to it, and it could have the biggest impact. Yeah. And to be totally honest, that was really not on my radar a year or two ago when it came to running my store. So again, just another vote for data. I wouldn't be thinking about any of these things. And I also wanted to point out too, that it's really helpful to have go-to tasks like that. Like if this is low, then do this, because if you are also a seller in a situation where you are hiring VAs and having other people work on your business, those end up being really good tasks to then hand off to other people as well. I've kind of been like stockpiling my own list of things. Once we get VA access on TBT, that's a whole other conversation. Yeah, I will just be like funneling your data playbook information directly to them, because it's all doable and I love it. So
awesome. I think the other, just think of another one, Erin, is also high converting products, right? So high converting. And so ask yourself if you're leaving money. So anything over 8%, you know, anything above 8% that's a high. And I think people in the community don't like to play with pricing optimization, right? But having visibility in your data, actually, you can say anything over 8% is like, hey, are you underpriced? Are you adequately valuing your product? You know, maybe you're leaving money on the table. If you shift a product a couple dollars, hey, that's an incremental couple dollars every sale. And if you sell, hey, 1,000 of those in a year, that's a couple thousand dollars just by making a couple shifts. You know, literally, that's the quickest money you can make if you go in and edit your product within your product listing. Hey, change the product from $10 to $12, and all of a sudden, hey, and it doesn't impact. Let's say that product is converting at 12-13%, and now it's 9-10%. That's still a tremendous conversion rate, and your incremental revenue goes up. So that's a really quick change as well, and you can actually monitor that in your data and see, hey, I've changed it this date. Let's go look at the conversion rate and see if volume of units and my conversion rate, what does it look like? Right. And was that a helpful change or not? Right. So those are simple wins like that don't take a lot of effort at all, really.
How long would you say is a good window of time? Like once you make an adjustment like that, how long would you give it safely to really be able to tell if it's effective or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, it leads a lot to the understanding in the community, but it's really not a function of time, right? It's more of a function of page views. It's really a matter, you want traffic to that particular product, because it's all about gathering data points to be able to make it statistically significant. Say, hey, I did this change. You know, it's essentially putting on that, you know, smart or hypothesis testing, or that crazy scientist. Hey, I have a hypothesis. I think I can sell X more, right? If I change this price, then. So the reality is to go back, as I got ahead of myself, let me back up. it's more of like, if you, let's say 300 to 500 page views, you know, in a period of like, so let's say that's a good place where you can start to really see it becomes statistically significant. And we're actually creating templates, like, you know, like almost like a mortgage calculator in the community, in the membership, or you can go in now and plug that in using the data that we provide you. So that's something that we're working on the roadmap, because it is a very common question. It's like, okay, I have this, I have the visibility of it. I don't want to actually have to think and do the math. I just want to plug it in and get the output. Right. But it's not a function of time. It's more a function of traffic and actually getting the amount of traffic necessary to see if it's statistically significant. And when I say statistically significant, really is all I'm saying is it's not a matter of chance that it went up or down, right? It actually, the action that you took influenced the outcome. That's really what we're talking about.
So to go back to, you guys, did you say you currently have a tool where you can like do hypothetical pricing situations?
So we have one post change, but we're working on right now in part, we have a, you know, like kind of like you and your templates, but we're actually doing, or like, hey, here's different scenarios for data. Yeah. You can plug them in here with the tools that we provide. So it's like a support or supplement. So that's what we're working on based off, again, off feedback that we received, and just, again, continuing to innovate and iterate on the product to make it more effective for you guys. Again, trying to make it easier and more valuable so that you can be more effective.
That's such a cool tool, because I think teachers, we tend to like lead businesses with our hearts sometimes, and we shouldn't. And so we feel bad raising prices. And I think that's one of our biggest, like, not weaknesses, but we definitely tend to like undervalue everything. So yeah, to have something that could black and white say like, you should do this and raise it by this much, or here's what would happen, maybe would happen. I love that, that ability to adjust prices without the, all the feelings.
It's coming. It's we're literally working on it this last week and this week having, you know, so it's in the pipeline. Yeah.
So awesome.
And it's nice because it's for our marketplace, because I think a lot of us get a lot of business advice from other people in different industries. And then we try to apply it to ours, and it's a very different marketplace. So it's nice to have these tools that are with just the TPT data and looking and focusing on that and giving us that guidance based upon that.
Totally. Data. Well, even just the conversion rate alone, I know there are going to be so many listeners who are like, thank you for telling me what, you know, the TPT conversion rate is, because the industries are all over the place when you look at the average. So it helps to have, like you said, TPT specific information, because we definitely don't get that enough. So I know so many sellers are going to be so grateful for you guys and your Data Playbook membership. So if people are listening and want to learn more about your Data Playbook, we actually have a School of Sellers landing page set up to share information about data and this episode. But beyond that, which I will share in the show notes, where can they find you guys online in terms of, do you have a Facebook group or just the best way of contact, website, to find out more about what you guys have to offer?
Yeah, you can just go to yourdataplaybook.com and just, it has the sales page, what we're offering. And then there's an open Facebook group. We have a private Facebook group for the membership, but we also have an open one called Data-Driven Teacherpreneurs. You go on that and just, and so you can also put any questions there, or we have a contact us at the bottom of the website as well, Your Data Playbook, and you can shoot us a message and we'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. But you know how that goes, balancing everything. But we're growth pains, right? Yeah.
And I know you guys haven't shared an exact date, but a little birdie told me that you might be opening the membership again sometime in the fall.
Yeah, we're targeting the middle of September, probably between the 13th and the 15th, right? Is what we're looking at right now, just trying to finalize some details. But yeah, most likely. No, it will happen. It's just, we don't have the exact date.
That's cool. By the time this episode airs, it'll be all available on your website so they can go and check out all the details.
Well, I want to share, if you are listening right now and you are like, data is way overwhelming, like, no, thank you. I relate to you. I am not a data person, and like Excel sheets were probably our biggest fights, because I was like, I don't want to look at Excel sheets. Visually, they're just really terrible. I can't even interpret what you're telling me to do. So if you are feeling that, we have talked a lot, and now Jared's getting even more feedback from those in the membership of how to make it really practical, tangible steps to take. I mean, it's honestly freeing to know, like, here are the products I need to focus on, and here's five tasks that I need to do, like update the cover, or, you know, really simple, tangible tasks. And like Aaron's saying, that can be hired out. I mean, so it's just feels very empowering to become more data driven, and it's a process. And, you know, we're all making those questions to ask and kind of on this journey together to become more data driven. So it's really fun to be in a community like that. But I know sometimes when I hear the word data, it's like, oh, I know that I should like go that route, but I have no idea. So that is me. So that's Jared, and I talk a lot, and I kind of make sure like this is in simplest form so that those who really have had no experience with data or don't have a math background really are.
Yeah. Like talk to me like I'm five and tell me, yes, well.
Yeah. And I'm working on getting better at that, honestly. So it's a learning journey for me how to, because again, you guys have such knowledge and understanding of your business. So how do I just come and enhance that? You know, and one of the frameworks that like she's talking about is like focus, optimize, drive. I want you to be liberated to be able to focus on your area of genius, but you also have to run your business. So like, hey, these products, these 12 products made 80% of your earnings last year. Do something to promote those and grow your bottom or your top line, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're passionate about, is like cutting through the noise and making it easy for you to use and translate it into action. And again, we're on a journey just like you guys, and we'll get better. And I believe that data, becoming data driven, is accessible to anyone, right? I firmly believe that. It's not just for it's not just for the data geeks like me, right? Or the data nerds, whatever you want to call it. But like, yeah, you guys are, you're in it and you know the value of it, and we want to help unlock that value for you. So that's what we're doing.
Well, you guys are awesome at what you do, and you've already been so amazing at taking the feedback from the community and reworking everything in your data playbook. So I think that's one of the best qualities of joining, is just the level of support that you get. But I just have to say, I love that you said it's empowering, Beth. Like, that is the best word I can think of to describe how I feel about my business now that I have the data and the guidance for what to do with it. So I agree. For anyone who's like on the fence about data because it's intimidating, this is not your average data situation. Yeah. So that's,
and if you use that finishing framework from Aaron, then you have the time to batch, and you just batch your data day. You know, you just do it all, and you spend an hour or two, and you really can make huge progress and strides in your business of really small tweaks. So that's, I mean, that's the beauty of it. It's not like this overwhelming adding it onto your plate. It's
right. It's not something new. And I think that is like what everyone is like not wanting right now, is just another new thing to add. So yes, that is so true. Well, I thank you guys so much for being on the episode today. I'm actually going to ask you a couple lightning round questions, if you're okay with that, just for fun. Okay. If you were going on a desert island for a month, okay, what three items would you bring with you to run your business?
A computer, obviously.
Computer. Does the island have internet?
Yeah.
The island has internet. Yeah.
Island has internet.
Yeah.
I would say computer, coffee, and each other.
Aw.
I would say a computer, coffee, and a soccer ball.
Okay. Tacos or pizza?
Tacos or pizza? Pizza. I think pizza is one of the biggest things that's transformed the world.
Yeah.
I'm going tacos. If I had a choice. Good tacos every day, all day.
On the desert island.
No,
not on the desert island.
Just in general, like, tacos are
pizza. I mean,
I'm still dreaming about this island.
I know, right? Maybe that can be another TPT conference destination.
Yes, we could. We actually met on a remote island in Panama, but that's for another day. Anyways, yeah.
Seriously.
This was meant to be. Okay, yeah. Last one. I feel strongly about this one. PC or Mac?
Mac for me, for sure.
Mac.
Okay, Mac. Oh, yeah.
I have a PC.
Do you have a PC?
Yeah, and I hate it.
Yeah. I thought about getting one just to kind of like check to see if things are compatible on both devices, like for TBT products, but
people will let you know.
No,
I'd hate to subject myself to that if I don't have to.
Yeah. Shifting to the creative side now, like, you know, in the last, you know, 6 to 8 months, working towards that full time. Yeah, Mac just kicks the pants off PC, and it comes to like active creative output. And it just, and now I'm like, man, I need to get it again. So I'll probably have to make that jump eventually.
Yeah. It's
a good one. It is wonderful.
Oh my goodness.
Never go back.
Oh my goodness. What a wealth of information. Thanks again to Beth and Jarrett for their never ending data support and wisdom. You guys are amazing. If you are listening close to the release date of their new member sign up and you want to check out your data playbook, you can go to schoolofsellers.com/YDP for more information. And even if you miss this window, that link's going to work for you any time of year to get you on the wait list for next time. Because honestly, it's always a good time to get on the Your Data Playbook bandwagon, in my opinion. Okay, that's all for this week, my friends. I will see you here again next week, same time, same place.